This is Ozarks at Large. Tomorrow night at 6, Dixon Street in Fayetteville will be decked out in red and white for the University of Arkansas Homecoming Parade. The route will begin at the intersection of Highland and Dixon. That's about one block east of Collier Drugs. For the 2 hours before the parade, the raised patio at Collier's will be home to something else, a unique produce market operated by elementary school students from three Fayetteville schools. They'll be selling fruits, herbs, and vegetables, some grown in their own school gardens. Yesterday afternoon, in front of the drugstore, I met Natalie Freeman, the program coordinator for Apple Seeds, the parent organization that developed the gardens and the market.
So we have, you know, smaller school gardens, so the capacity is really limited. But even if we have, you know, several bags of salad greens, some of those salad greens will be coming from the school gardens. But we do try to prioritize students taking that produce home when they work so hard in their garden, and then also having that available at the schools, typically in the salad bar.
So how many young people will be here on Friday?
There will be close to 65 students selling. So there will be shifts. So some students will be selling during a few hours, and then there will be other students.
There are some lessons here to learn about agriculture, about sustainability, about how free enterprise or the marketplace works.
Absolutely. So that's what we love about this. We love when the students can take home produce to, you know, prepare for dinner at home. We love it when the students, you know, are tasting salad greens that they've grown in the school cafeteria salad bar. But really, the school garden market is about our students using the skills that they've learned in mathematics or social skills that they've learned. And we do a lot of marketing. And so in our garden clubs, we kind of prepare students for those skills, and then they're able to actually use them at the market.
We've talked about this specific project, but this is just part of what Apple Seeds does.
Exactly. So we're a nonprofit organization, and we're located in Northwest Arkansas, and we really focus on healthy living through garden-based education, and we do that through a variety of programs. We take students out to field trips to farms, specifically during the summer with the Boys and Girls Club. We're also a part of the farm to school work, and so we have a farm to school lunch every semester, and Apple Seeds is responsible for the educational component of that. And then we also do a variety of healthy cooking classes. We interact with teachers in their classrooms, so we're bringing the indoor classroom out to the outdoor classroom. So we're always connecting with Fayetteville Public Schools and the community at large.
Have you been able to tell a difference in kids as this program has gone on?
Absolutely. I think that the community of Fayetteville has also changed with us. And so there's been a huge movement, of course, for healthy local foods. But whenever we start the club, sometimes students are a little hesitant to try a new food. And then by the end of the 10-week intensive program that we do through the garden club, these students are gobbling up radishes that they've plucked from the soil. You know, they're digging up potatoes and wanting to take those home right away and prepare them. You know, they're digging their hands in pumpkins and pulling out the seeds and roasting them. So it's a huge change from the 10-week period, you know, when we start to the end. It's really moving. Can I talk a little bit about what we're also launching at the market?
Yes, because okay. There's a Kickstarter, right?
That's exactly right. So we are so excited about what we do because it really does change the lives of the kids that we interact with, but also with their families. But for so long, Apple Seeds has been working so hard to meet the needs of all of Northwest Arkansas. But we are a small nonprofit and we can't do that alone. And so what we have been offered is this amazing plot right next to Ozark Natural Foods, in which we will start a teaching education farm. And we're calling it Apple Seeds Teaching Farm. Let's just get real direct. And essentially what will happen is we are going to inspire educators to get out into the school gardens and to start their own school gardens and then bring their classroom out there. We also plan to do field trips to this farm. And so what we're doing is a Kickstarter campaign for the first initial funding that we'll need, which is $15,000. And we want to raise that in 30 days. And essentially what that'll do is that'll provide the initial infrastructure to start the farm so that we can break the ground in the spring.
Kickstarter always offers some things to people who contribute so much. Do you have some of those enticements?
Absolutely. So if you raise If you contribute just $5, you will get a virtual high five from Apple Seeds. Who doesn't love a virtual high five? If you donate $25, you will receive a packet of seeds that we have received from the students that have been made in this sweet little handmade packet of seeds. If you donate $5,000, we will plant an apple tree on the farm with your wonderful name on it. Now, what I'm really excited about is the $100 package, and that includes a magic seed. Have you ever heard of a magic seed?
Well, I know of Jack and the Beanstalk.
Exactly.
Really? Really?
Yes.
I thought I was being a smart aleck. Okay.
No, so for $100, when you contribute $100, Apple Seeds will send you a packet with a magic bean seed in it, and you grow it, and then whenever it grows, it'll release a special message for you. I'm not kidding. So contribute $100 and you'll see exactly what we mean.
What? You can't tell me anymore? Is that what you're telling me?
No, it has a special phrase on it that when it grows, it'll be revealed. And I wish I could tell you more.
Natalie Freeman is the program coordinator for Apple Seeds. The nonprofit is sponsoring the elementary student-run produce market on the patio of Collier's Drugstore from 4 until 6 tomorrow afternoon on Dixon Street. You can learn more at appleseedsinc.org.